Taxes and tax reform are likely to be a major topic in the next legislative session, which begins in 7 weeks. Governor Andrew Cuomo is relying on two separate commissions for ideas regarding tax changes. Progressive groups and Republicans in the state Senate are also weighing in. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
A coalition of progressive groups says the coming tax debate should focus on income inequality. Michael Kink with Strong Economy for All says New York has the largest gap between rich and poor in the nation, with child poverty rates as high as 50% in many cities. And he says the groups will evaluate the ideas coming out of two tax commissions appointed by Governor Cuomo, as well as from the state legislature, with this in mind.
Every single proposal that the legislature considers can be judged through this lens of whether it makes inequality better or worse.
Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness says a Siena poll this week found that people in the state do care about tax cuts. They list that as well as education as their chief priorities. He says the two are not mutually exclusive.
We can have real tax reform that addresses both of those issues, that adequately funds education and provides some tax relief to people who need it the most.
The groups say in order to provide tax cuts for the middle and working classes, the wealthy and corporations need to pay more, and some of that money should be used to help the state schools. The groups say they're encouraged by New York City Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio's recent campaign. De Blasio wants a higher tax rate for New Yorkers making over $500,000 a year. He'd use the money to pay for pre-kindergarten programs. Governor Cuomo says he wants tax cuts in 2014, the year he faces re-election.
I believe we're going to have revenue at the end of this year that we can be talking about a tax cut next year, and I think that's very exciting.
Cuomo has said he thinks he can work something out with the new mayor, but he did not commit to raising taxes to fund more preschools. The governor is relying on two tax commissions for new ideas. The first, appointed 2 years ago, quietly released a report that recommends, among other things, eliminating the sales tax on clothing worth less than $110 and imposing a tax on digital services like iTunes and Netflix. Cuomo also appointed a tax commission led by former Governor George Pataki, a Republican, and former Democratic State Controller Carl McCall. They are charged with finding a way to reduce New York's highest in the nation property taxes. They'll report back shortly before the new legislative session begins. Meanwhile, Republicans in the state Senate released their plan for tax reform. It includes reductions in the income tax for all levels of earners and a cut in the corporate tax rate. Deutsch, with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, says the progressive groups will target key senators to try to get them to sign on to their plan for tax reform instead.
The movement in New York City for income inequality and fair taxation is going to spread all across the state, and that's exactly what we're looking at doing. We're going to be going out into different Senate districts. We're going to be organizing, mobilizing people to take action.
New York already has a tax surcharge on the wealthy. It's been imposed for the past several years, and the current version continues until 2017. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.